news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Judiciary Committee held its first impeachment hearing on Wednesday. Three legal experts told the panel that President Trump's alleged effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate political rivals amounted to a clearly impeachable abuse of power. That's Michael Gerhardt, a professor at the University of North Carolina, who continued, saying, "This is precisely the misconduct that the framers created the Constitution, including impeachment, to protect against." A fourth witness, who was called by Republicans, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, said Democrats were, quote, "lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger, raising the risk that future presidents could be ousted unfairly." The hearings took a strange turn after Professor Pamela Karlan of Stanford used Barron Trump's name to make a point. Here's the original question from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee and Professor Karlan's response.
What comparisons, Professor Karlan, can we make between kings that the framers were afraid of and the president's conduct today?
So kings could do no wrong because the king's word was law. And contrary to what President Trump has said, Article 2 does not give him the power to do anything he wants. And I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Baron, he can't make him a baron.
Thank you. The founding father.
I heard nothing wrong there. But it was sometime later during the hearing when one of the Republicans read a tweet from Melania Trump to be entered into the record.
I seek unanimous consent to enter into a record a tweet that the First Lady of the United States just issued within the hour that says, quote, "A minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Karlan, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering and using a child to do it," unquote.
Without objection, the document will be entered into the record.
Well, the next time Professor Karlan had the mic, she apologized. Although I think Melania went overboard in the ugliness of her response and that no apology was necessary, but Karlan did get in an important point aimed directly at the would-be monarch.
I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things that he's done that's wrong, but I do regret having said that.
Nancy Pelosi took to the microphones Thursday morning to deliver an update on the status of the House of Representatives impeachment inquiry and has now officially said that the House will move on to writing articles of impeachment.
Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. The president has engaged in abuse of power, undermining our national security and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections. His actions are in defiance of the vision of our founders and the oath of office that he takes to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders, and a heart full of love for America, today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. I commend our committee chairs and our members for their somber approach to actions which I wish the president had not made necessary. In signing the Declaration of Independence, our founders invoked a firm reliance on divine providence. Democrats, too, are prayerful, and we will proceed in a manner worthy of our oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help us God. Thank you.
House Democrats have reportedly been told to stay in town this weekend for prep. Donald Trump is back at the White House after abruptly canceling a news conference at the end of the NATO summit in London on Wednesday. The move came after video surfaced, apparently showing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, French President Emmanuel Macron, and even British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and a few others, laughing about Trump's sometimes unexpected comments in news conferences and more. In the video, you can hear Trudeau say, I just watched his team's jaw drop to the floor. Trump was asked about the video and called Trudeau two-faced.
Did you have a video of Prime Minister Trudeau talking about you last night?
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it.
And then he took his toys and went home. No surprise there. Hey, just in time for the holidays, the Trump administration on Wednesday announced plans for a rule tightening work requirements for people who receive food stamps. The move will make it harder for states to keep people in the supplemental nutrition program known as SNAP, potentially cutting benefits to 688,000 recipients. Unbelievable. So, the president who screwed over our allies, the Kurds, by announcing a unilateral withdrawal of U.S. troops from northeastern Syria, proclaiming he was going to end those endless wars, is now weighing the idea of expanding the U.S. military presence in the Middle East with more than 14,000 more troops and dozens of ships. It's all about the oil, apparently. And finally, Florida man is back. George Zimmerman, who in 2013 was somehow acquitted of charges in the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin, is suing Martin's family and others for $100 million. Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, is the lead defendant in Zimmerman's lawsuit, which reportedly accuses the Martin family of engineering false testimony and seeks $100 million in damages. Attorney Benjamin Crump, in a statement, described the lawsuit as reckless. You think? I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.